Hi, this is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and this is the March Energy Update for 2026. Hello, friends. So we are in a time of illumination. As the drama of this year continues, my sense is that March and April are going to bring us to a crescendo of this ongoing process of exposure and continued awakening. The truth, guys, is going to continue to rise. And I'm really feeling like March and April are going to be really pivotal in terms of the unraveling really being able to be seen. And I heard really clearly, where there is darkness, there will be light. Where there is blindness, there will be sight. So I'm really feeling like, especially March through April in these spring months, that we're going to have a lot more coming to light than even we already have had. And when I sat down to channel, it was so strange because the opening line of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities came to me. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And the synchronicity in that is that I looked it up and I realized that that era coincided with the French Revolution, with which literally, you guys, we are in the same astrology now that we were at that time. So I was like, wow, that's so synchronistic. And when I heard it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, we're living in this same paradox, you guys. And this great awakening is happening, but also there's this crumbling and revealing of this old darkness that's rising to the surface. And it's happening exactly at the same time. So your choice is, am I experiencing the best of times or am I experiencing the worst of times? And that's up to you, right? And that's up to everyone. And by the way, that might change throughout one day, you know, and that's where we're going to be at for the next year or so. So this month, I broke it down into themes. So the first theme is talking about a revolution. Of course, I had to quote some Tracy Chapman. So after the past year's releases and transitions, it is so clear, guys, that we are in unprecedented times. Nothing is going back. We have reached the point of no return. Nothing's going back to quote unquote normal. We are moving into a new revolutionary time. And there is a shift in consciousness that is happening. And every single person on this planet is being invited to their own personal revolution. And that's how we change the world, guys. One person deciding to awaken and change is one person at a time. So for some, this is going to look like a massive internal restructuring. For others, it might look like rising into your roles or stepping into leadership or, you know, this is going to touch everyone in different ways, but nobody will be untouched by this, guys. Nobody. So this is not only about like the external world changing, it's so much about your internal world changing. And this is an opportunity to revolutionize your own life. And that's how we change the world. So being your truest, most authentic self in all areas of your life is the goal. Okay. So ask yourself, where am I still playing small? What do I need to revolutionize in my life? Okay. This is a great month to start new habits, to start new things, to really open up to a new version of you. Okay. Another theme I have is mastering your inner state. So over the coming months, especially through the end of the year, guys, both this like truth exposure energy, which I've been feeling now for over a year, I'm seeing manipulation and truth at the same time. And already we've already seen this, of course. It's been going on. But I feel like there's going to be even more efforts to sort of hijack your nervous system with fear-based narratives, okay? It's already beginning. I'm just preparing you now that I feel like it will get worse for a little bit. So I'm going to remind you over and over, and I might sound repetitive, and I'm sorry, but the fear narrative is an illusion. The attempt to make you feel powerless is an illusion. This does not mean the events are not real. It's just the interpretation is meant to destabilize you and not keep you connected to the ultimate truth. So we have to try to stay connected to the ultimate truth. So some of you may already feel this sense of like shallowness behind certain dramatic events. Like it's not hitting you in the same way it used to, but others are like deeply impacted and being taken down by it. So I'm feeling that sort of push pull in my own life. And, you know, we're going to all be having to navigate like waves of intensity, and we're going to do that in different ways. So the key is remembering that your inner steadiness matters more than the external noise and really protecting your peace, okay? Take time each day to set intentions and visualize the world you want to contribute to. Visualize things going smooth for you and the people around you and as many people you want to intend for that feels good to you. So this period, you know, may reveal again where you're shaky within yourself. Use that awareness to strengthen your foundation and structures, okay, guys? Again, I'm such a structure person. Like, try to set yourself up to succeed by supporting your own growth and well-being as much as you can, okay? This is a time to ground. I'm gonna keep, again, repeating this every month. Anchor yourself in simple daily practices. This is going to be what gets you through. If you are in urgency, if you are in go, 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 if you are in fear, you are gonna get hijacked too easily. So really being in nature, connecting with yourself, with your breath, quiet, get away from your phone every day, even if it's 10 minutes, guys, like just be and not do daily, connect with people that make you feel steady and good, you know, tend to your nervous system. Your inner regulation is your greatest form of your power right now, you guys. This is how we help people, is by staying steady when everything else is going nuts, okay? So I've been speaking about this for months and I'm going to continue doing it because I just think that we constantly need reminders that your power is not in controlling the outer world. It's in mastering your inner state. This is, you know, what I've been talking about since the beginning of time. So just continue practices that regulate your nervous system and move your body, get outside, sit in silence, you know, the basics, guys, okay? Because your calm is your strength right now, especially in March and April. Okay, so the next theme, of course, truth rising. So this truth rising is going to hit an acceleration. I feel like in February, the first domino kind of dropped, and I think that we're gonna see a continued acceleration of truth rising now till the end of the year, even into early 2027, until like open contact disclosure, real alien disclosure like really happens. I think that's gonna be sort of the exclamation point to this. But it's going to feel like it's speeding up. So one of the things that's come to light, and a lot of us already know this, but I think it's going to be even more obvious, will be how deeply programmed we all are and how everything in our world has been programmed to keep us stuck, you know, in lack consciousness, struggle, fear, and disempowerment. And this is just like a social norms. And I'm seeing that this is going to start dissolving for those who are really aware. So, you know, what has been suppressed, ignored, or rationalized is you can't avoid it anymore. And again, I've been saying this for months, and for some people that have already done the deep dive on themselves, this is going to be a really smooth transition. If you, you know, haven't been, stuff that maybe you ignored is going to like just be a little more like it's been hiding in plain sight, you know? And this applies to global systems, institutions, relationships, your own inner world. It's going to be hitting everywhere. So with this energy of truth rising, when I channeled in January, really December for the year, I felt a major event or a downfall for Trump coming in March. And I still feel that this month. I don't feel death. What I do feel is like the death of an old system. Again, it's not about Trump. Trump is an archetype of energy that is here to show us who we're not so we can decide who we are. So I always say like, bless him, thank him for his service of being the contrast. And we're ready to move into a more harmonious, unifying times. But it feels like there's an energetic closing of a loop that is going to happen. And it's like the old reign of lies or manipulation just cannot hold anymore. So I almost feel like there's just going to be a visible something in March where it's like, oh, this is the true beginning of the end. Okay. Guys, I've said this, like, I don't see him in office a full 2 years. So I just don't see him in office much longer. And so I don't know what that means. I don't know how that's going to manifest, but I'm just letting you know that I feel like there's going to be a visible crack in that this month. With this truth rising, some people are still going to double down and resist change, guys. And that's none of our business. And could be, you know, just choose to rise with it. Okay. The more truth that surfaces, the more people there's awakenings are going to be, and everyone's doing it in their own time. Okay. The new era is here. It's not someday anymore. We're in this right now. And as things crumble, we are laying new bricks by stepping into who we really are. And I'm just letting you guys know, these truths in the beginning are going to feel intense before they feel freeing, okay? And so this is why I keep saying like the steadiness is so important, because everything is an opportunity to release an outdated version of yourself. And we're going to just really be shown in our own lives what we cannot carry with us into the new world. So this dissonance between your higher aligned self and your smaller self is going to be in a bigger tug of war. You cannot continue to live in this small self, guys. And so this is such a great opportunity to really listen and act according to your highest truth and know that everything is here for us to move us forward. Okay, next theme, comfort in uncertainty. It is human nature to seek certainty. And guys, I'm just telling you, over the next year or two, get comfortable with not knowing. Get comfortable in trusting your inner guidance. Get comfortable with what you feel versus what you're seeing. And a lot of this change has already been initiated, but we're really going to be feeling these waves of like, I don't know what the solution is. I know this thing isn't there anymore, and I don't know what the new thing is, but I know that the new thing is coming. So this is a great time to release any lingering fear around change and anything that's, you know, keeping you in sort of avoidance. Or, you know, a lot of us tend to veer away from change, guys, and we cannot build a new muscle without being uncomfortable. And just get comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know, is the best way I can say it. So the next theme I have is what I want versus what I need. So this period is going to clarify what actually is going to make you happy. So as we move into the truth rising, like you might find like old ideas, outdated programming, false identities, like that just can't sustain themselves. And what you're going to be left with is the bare, vulnerable truth of not who you thought you would be, not who you said you would be, but who you truly are really rising without performance, without self-abandoning, without needing to prove who am I really? And it's just such a beautiful, powerful time to elevate to a new awareness, to let your desires align in a higher way. And I think this is, again, going to be a theme over the next year. The more you release, the more pure desires can come online. And there might be some grief and loss and old versions of self that need to sort of die away or leave. So you might, you know, everyone's going to go through this in a different way because it's almost like our heart center is opening. So it's not about every man for himself and what can I get? Like all that is going to go bye-bye. It's about what can I give by just being my true self. And when we give from that place, we receive so much. And it's just that win-win energy that we're going to be moving into as a collective. Because when you do what truly lights you up and you benefit the all, you know? So I love this energy. And this is what I feel like the new earth is going to be built on. Final theme is the invitation. We're all being invited to discover our truest, greatest power, you guys. And we are made of God's source, each and every one of us. Every sentient being on this planet is made of God's source. Every plant, every animal, every person, okay? And it's time that we start living like it. So I'm currently reading Conversation with God, book 4, and it was written in 2016, and it's called Awaken the Species. And for some reason, I was called to read it. I'd read all the other Conversations with God in the early 2000s, and somehow between having kids and moving to Amsterdam and all the things, I missed this book. So it's perfect timing because it talks about highly evolved beings coming and helping us with our awakening, which is crazy because it was 10 years ago. And it also discusses how to embody and accept this invitation to step into your power. And so I'm sharing some of these processes here that I got from the book, but I highly recommend reading it. Number one, share your process and awakening journey authentically and truthfully with anyone who's open to listening, because sharing your journey is what opens the door for people, other people to step into this journey. Number two, create a clear intention for your growth. As your progress continues, you help others by expanding right before their eyes. So like having that growth mindset and really living it. Number three, expressing gratitude for all experiences. Like in the book, he's talking about how gratitude for the worst thing happening transforms it into a greater blessing. So adopt the everything is here for me mindset, which we absolutely need right now. Number four, choose a conscious state of being. And this is like what we've talked about in terms of segment intending, being self-aware, present, and being very deliberate with your thoughts, words, and actions. So I would use it this way. Is this thought, word, or action congruent with who I say I want to be? And really asking yourself that question. And lastly, get out of your mind and into your soul. Your soul knows, guys, and we've been trained to go to our mind. So when we use ego or logic, we're always going to be limited. So really working on your own deeper connection with your inner voice, which is, again, all I've been talking about for 25 years. But I love that it was in this book because you are wiser than you realize and really connecting to that inner wisdom. So this is really exciting, guys, because life is shifting in a way. We are in times that we're going to look back and be like, we were here then. Like, it's crazy town. And we are all being guided to our authentic roles in this new chapter. So you might discover new gifts, new awarenesses, new things coming online. Like, this is so exciting. So as long as you stay rooted in love and keep your heart open, guys, this is going to be a profound, amazing time. Everything that's unfolding can be used for growth. And just don't get pulled down by fear and division, guys. Okay, this discernment will be essential, and I will continue to remind you, we are moving into greater clarity and ultimately deeper unity, okay? And this is the invitation we're all being given. So I'm really excited for this month, and I look forward to talking to you guys next month. Have an amazing March.